I've got 9 a.m. We'll go ahead and call this regular meeting of the Coryell County Commissioners Court to order at this time, noting that all members of the court are present. For those of you that are here in person, if you've got an electronic device, we'd ask that you place it on silence. And for those of you that are participating by Zoom, we'd ask that you place your device on mute until such time that you'd need to address the court. We'll begin this morning with a word of prayer. God, we're so thankful to be able to assemble here peacefully today. We rejoice that this is another day that you've given us, and we should be glad in it. Lord, we ask that you continue to bestow blessings upon Coryell County and our citizens, as well as the state of Texas, the United States, and the worldwide. Lord, we acknowledge you as the creator of all. We ask that you watch over those that are fighting and they're in distress in the Holy Lands, as we know that that is the original birthplace of Christianity and your beliefs. Lord, we ask that you place your hand of wisdom and guidance upon this court as we attempt to do here on earth what honors you in heaven. We ask all these things in your son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
And the pledges to our flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. The next item on our agenda is a public forum. Citizens may address the court on any matter other than matters concerning county personnel or matters under litigation. Each citizen will be allocated 5 minutes with a total time not to exceed 30 minutes. Is there anyone here in person that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone that's participating by Zoom that would like to address the court? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to item number 5 on the agenda, which is the consent agenda. You'll note that there are 2 items there. The court may choose to separate either one of those out and discuss it individually, or you may approve the consent agenda as presented.
Make motion to approve A and B.
We have a motion from Commissioner Basham to approve the consent agenda as well, and a second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carried. Item number 6 on the agenda is the Road and Bridge Report. Mr. Latham.
Not much going on second half of the month, Judge. We do have a couple roads we're going to shut down and do some concrete work on. County Road 260 and County Road 108. 260 is a low water crossing that's been in miserable shape. We're just going to demo it out, put a new one on in. I believe that's actually Scott's.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
108 this year. That's that sharp corner down there. Right from where Robert Forrest's place is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that little culvert thing.
Yeah, we put new pipes in there a while back, plumber pipes. We're going to put head walls on it and a cap at the top of it. So they're going to plan on probably say 2 weeks for each one of them. They'll be unpassable. We've been putting flyers out right now down 108 in mailboxes this morning, but I'm going to start on 108. The 30th, the concrete guys are going to start on the 30th. Week, 2 weeks kind of time frame.
That
260 Monday, Tuesday, we're going to demo it out. There'll be a little bit of a delay there. We're going to demo it, put a new couple pipes in it, road base, and then the concrete guys will be there after they complete 108. So time frame wise, 108 will be in basketball the 30th. Tuesday of next week, 260 will be shut down. Other than that, we've been working on work orders and hauling road base. Not all I got.
On 260, you said it's shut down next Thursday. Is that just going to be a one-day shutdown for 1 day? Okay, each one 2 weeks. Okay.
From the time we shut down.
Okay.
And that'll be next Tuesday.
Is it 108? That's going
to be Tuesday's more fun on demo.
On 108?
260.
On 260. So Thursday of this week for 260. And
Thursday of this week for 108.
Okay.
Tuesday for 260 for next week. Tuesday. 2 weeks from the beginning of shutting them down each.
Okay. All right. Because Lisa did get the flyer on 108. We're going to go ahead and add 260 to that. Put it on the website as well as publish it in the paper, both this Saturday as well as next Saturday.
And so they're not dead end roads. People just have to come in different directions.
That will shut them down at Catalord pretty much on 108. Because if people come off that hill, they know where to turn around. Coming from the riverside.
We hadn't discussed any of that. I mean, most time they just put them blinking barricades up there and like signage.
I got a barricade in the house of the table. Still hadn't brought it to you.
No, but we'll get that again posted on the website as well as in the paper. Anything else, Mr. Latham? Court, have any questions for Mr. Latham?
I have none.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to item number 7 on the agenda, which is update on grants to include but not limited to SS4A, HMP, RCP, CDBG MIT, and the CWPP. Starting off with SS4A, I had not talked with Mr. Belt. He is in court this morning. And so I don't have any additional information. We still are trying to confirm the project for the city of Gatesville. But it's my understanding that the justification letter went in for the county or the project, the secondary project that we had submitted. And don't know the feedback on
it. You said SS4A.
Oh, that's CDBG MIT. Yeah. Okay.
They want to interrupt. But...
No, you're correct. I'm getting my grants mixed up. Mm-hmm. All right. So even on SS4A, I haven't talked with Mr. Belt to get an update on that.
Hannah's prepared to talk to you about SS4A.
I'll turn it over to Ms. Jordan then.
Good morning.
Hannah, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, other than now I'm realizing I think I owe you a piece of paper.
That's okay. I sent just a couple of outlines for the SS4A. One of them is the executive committee list. Another is the outline for public engagement, kind of our game plan, how we're going to approach it. And then finally, an outline of executive committee meetings. They are just outlines, so they're brief, but it's just to give everyone an idea of how we're going to be approaching this. My plan is to hopefully have the first kickoff executive committee meeting at the end of this week, but I'm still waiting to hear back from a couple people, so that may be pushed, but I should have something finalized by the end of the day, so that will get sent out. Other than that, if anyone has any questions about the outlines that were sent out, please feel free to ask, and I'm happy to clarify anything.
And I do apologize. That was the three sets of information that went out within your packets. So you should have all received those. Any questions for Ms. Jordan?
I have none.
Up there.
Hannah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Next one is HMP, the Hazard Mitigation Plan. I have not heard back from Tatum on where they are with getting that submitted to FEMA. Have y'all heard anything?
So either Hannah or Lillian may have information on that.
Hannah, do you have that one covered as well?
Yes, we are trying to get in contact with TDEM to have an idea of where they are in their review, when it will be sent to FEMA. So as soon as we have an answer from them, we'll pass it along, but we're still working on getting an update for that one.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Ms. Jordan on The HMP.
I have no clue.
Okay, under the RCP, we do have an action item following the updates. I believe I've got that on there. For professional services contract agreement. So other than that, I don't have anything to add for RCP at this time. So any questions from the court under the Resilient Communities Plan?
I have none.
Okay. All right. Item number D, CDBG MIT. This is where I'll go back to my comments from before. Okay. Now, I've not talked with Mr. Belt about the update, nor have I been in contact with Ms. Finney from Langford. But we still are waiting on confirmation of what project the city of Gatesville, if they are going to submit one. And by our next meeting, they will have either committed to submitting one or they will not participate under what we've allocated for them because we can't continue to wait on that. But as Mr. Belt points out at every meeting, the GLO had told us that we would have a funding agreement by fall, which was August something. And we still have not been, or we still have not received any type of funding agreement with them underneath that plan. If you have not reached out to our state senators or our local congressmen, as the letter that was passed around from Commissioner Buckingham a couple weeks ago, I encourage you to do that because then there's follow-on implications with what we may receive out of that. But we certainly don't want our allocation to be adjusted based off of any type of political dynamics that we're currently seeing. So that's all I've got on CDBG MIT. Questions from the court on it?
I have none.
Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to the Community Wildfire Protection Plan, which has been submitted. I don't know that we've had actual approval, but we've also submitted the application for implementation grant funding. And I'm going to reach out to Ms. Jordan again.
Yes, it's been submitted, approved, and we've submitted for implementation funding. We will hopefully hear back. I think the date is February 16th for implementation funding. So just kind of waiting for that and no other updates.
Just add to that, they confirm receipt of the application. We have an ability to track that as we go through the process. So we'll know when they're reviewing it and all that. It's the way the portal operates.
Okay.
So they've got it. They've acknowledged receipt. We've got it in on time. And, you know, we've got to get support from the Texas Forest Service. And like I said, we're about 90 days out from knowing whether we get awarded or not.
Okay.
And I think that was just under $7 million. I don't remember the dollar amount. Y'all saw the projects a couple of meetings back.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Anything else we need to cover under CWPP? Hearing none, is there any other grants that the court wishes to discuss? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 8, which is an update on construction projects. Commissioner Basham, Commissioner Weddle.
We did not have a construction meeting last week due to the Thanksgiving holidays, but that didn't mean that work wasn't continuing. In fact, Basham and I ran into each other on Wednesday before Thanksgiving out of the construction trailer, and the trades were still working. If you at all walk by, we are Superintendent is on vacation, so we've got a substitute superintendent, Bobby Rooms. You know, good guy. They did a great handoff. That's one thing I'll give Butler Cone when they, you know, have people that are out. I mean, they bring a guy in, like, he was here for a week, I guess. Yeah, a week working with, you know, David, and then, you know, David was going to be off for a couple of weeks. Some steel deficiencies have been resolved with Roan Engineering. That's all taken care of. It was just some structural loads. Security electronics should be starting like any day now. It was the week after Thanksgiving, the 27th. So the security electronics guys are going to be in there. It'll take about 3 weeks for them to do it. They have you seen? Did they breach the walls yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
That can happen today or tomorrow.
Yeah. So they're there's two entry ports, you know, into the old jail to the new structure that they're actually going to have to cut, you know, into. They've got temporary walls up. Once the security electronics guys get on site, and this has already been worked out with the jail and the sheriff, they'll be going to 15-minute watches and keys. It's a pretty standard operating procedure. It'd be like if there was a shutdown. So they're all on that. They know it. And also the fire alarm contractor is going to be working exactly at the same time. So we'll have hopefully minimal time. I say minimal time, 3 weeks. Of 15-minute watches and use of keys. The rooftop ACs are scheduled for 12/4/23, and that's everything on the jail. Last time Judge asked about the GMP, which I figured you'd probably ask again. We're still bantering back and forth, not bantering. We are working diligently with Hufflefinger and Butler Cone on some VE stuff. The GMP came back a little bit high, so we're looking at some areas where we could, cut out. And I think we identified over 300,000, in areas that were a lot of cosmetic stuff. And hopefully, in fact, Sean tried to call me this morning, and I'm hoping that we could shoot for, I know he wants to have it all finalized by our next court meeting. It's all just, so there really hasn't been a final. They've got all the subs in. They're going back to some of the subs, trying to clarify some stuff. It is a very interesting time out there for construction projects. Let's just say that.
Okay, so they do have a GMP.
No.
They do not. They've received bids back.
Correct.
So we've got pricing.
We got bids. We looked at all of the trades, and we, Commissioner Basham, Jeff, and I kicked back on some of them that seemed extraordinarily, kind of out of the norm. One of the things that we will have to address is there was some changes, made to the initial design, and it was all done by the civil engineer. And that's one of the things that we're working through. It's a retaining wall, which, drove a lot of the concrete masonry, price up. So I have learned, and it's unfortunate, when a civil engineer puts his, on it, the other guys aren't going to buck it because they don't want to take on the liability. The civil engineer takes on all of that liability with his stamp. So that was a pretty... a fairly substantial change that happened that we were not anticipating. And it would be wonderful if you could do all the engineering first, but that's not the way it works. You do a site analysis, and the retaining wall was a pretty kind of a slap in the face. So I should have the minute that we get to a GMP or a, the bid tabs. I plan on trying to get that in y'all's hands 2 weeks prior to even when we discuss it in court. So you'll have 2 weeks to look over you know, all the bid tabs, all the plans, all of the numbers, you know, and everything. That sound fair?
Yes, sir.
2 weeks. I mean, that's what I'm planning on. Not 2 days, not 24 hours. I want you guys to have plenty of time to you know, look over. And, you know, at that time, we'll still have opportunities to do some, you know, minimal value at, you know, value engineering. But we're really mashing this thing pretty hard to make sure that, you know, we've got a final product.
So right now the number is over.
Absolutely. If you take all the bid tabs and add them up, yeah, it is over.
By there yesterday, don't want to look at jail. They ain't really moving up there.
Yeah.
That's going on. Because I asked curiously to see how long I think they're, and they were saying in February they have the add-ons. As an addition, there's probably about 20 people in there.
Yeah.
Just laying all the stuff that's going in.
Yeah, it is really taking, I mean, it's cool. When you go in there now, it's starting to really take shape. They got all the walls, I guess, not really painted, but they have to, they put
up. They're painted.
Oh, are they fully painted? Yes,
that's okay. Where they're starting the majority of the
car. Right. So I thought maybe that was the waterproofing. And that's all I got.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, concerns on project updates? All right. Hearing none, item number 9 on the agenda is to consider actions on items to support construction projects. Is there any actions that the court wishes to take at this point?
I don't have any, Judge.
Okay. Noting that no actions were taken. Item number 10, consider an interlocal agreement with Hill Country Transit District for Rural Transit Services. This is an item that was voted down at our last meeting. This is an interlocal agreement which is required in order to provide rural public transportation under Hill Country Transit.
I reached out to them along with another commissioner, reached out and got ridership at least a quarterly report. I was impressed with the numbers somewhat. By the way, it's a single trip, not a round trip. Oh, on those numbers.
Right, right. Okay. So you can almost cut that. You have to, they go out and come back. Right. Nice.
Yeah.
Roughly okay. Half round trip.
So okay. It is. So it's, you know, from July 1 to September 30th, there's 1,434 trips. They don't actually count passengers, but the goal is 2.0 passengers per service hour. So, you know, looking at the numbers, it's not terrible. And I would be fine with making a motion to consider the interlocal agreement with the Hill Country Transit District for Rural Transportation Services.
And I would like to second.
Okay.
We're right. Senators.
So just to clarify, is the motion to consider or the motion to approve the interlocal agreement?
I'm making a motion to consider it because the only approval is once the court votes on it. But yes, it would be to approve it.
Okay. All right, so we've got a motion to approve the interlocal agreement from Commissioner Matthews and a second from Commissioner Weddle. Any further discussion on item number 10? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 11 on the agenda is consider agreement for professional services with MRB Group for a land use plan and grant administration and the Resilient Communities Program grant that Mr. Belt, I believe, had distributed that information to you prior to the last court. Again, Mr. Belt is in trial court this morning. So questions, comments, or concerns about the agreement with MRB for the professional services for the land use plan and grant administration?
Everything that I could see is this matches up almost the, it matches up exactly with their proposal. I mean, it's like, and we were okay with the proposal. So, and I'm assuming, did anybody I ask, I know Mr. Belt forwarded this, so obviously he looked at it.
Yes.
I didn't have a conversation with him about it.
He's fine.
Okay, very good.
Make a motion to accept the agreement for professional services for MRB Group for the land use grant administration for the RCP.
And again, just for clarity, is that to accept or to approve the agreement?
To accept.
To approve the agreement with, okay. All right. Yes, we've got a motion to approve the agreement from Commissioner Basham. I thought I heard a second. Was there and a second from Commissioner Matthews? Any further discussion on item number 11? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number 12 on the agenda is to consider court order CC 23-16, order requesting the annexation of a portion of Old Pidcoke Road. If you recall from our last meeting, the city of Gatesville was taking actions to at the request of a voluntary annexation for a property out on just off of Old Pidcoke Road. That runs parallel to Farm to Market Road 116. And as part of that annexation process, they have asked that we formally request that they annex a portion of that. So I sent out the template, which we will in fact convert over into our order format if in fact the court approves this action, and we will send that over to the city of Gatesville. And it identifies 3,870 feet of roadway that runs along Old Pidcoke Road as depicted in the diagram that they're calling Exhibit A.
We beat this up pretty good last time in court, you know. Yeah, it seems pretty clear they're taking over.
Well, there is a, you know, and I think this is just so they can close the loop on their process. Right. There's a statutory requirement that they annex any adjoining roadway, public road as well as the right of way, because you can't do just half of it.
Right.
So,
yeah.
We got a motion to approve court order CC 23-16 from Commissioner Matthews, second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item number 12? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Absolutely. Yep. I will do that. Item number 13 is to consider the certificate of resolution for Section 125 premium only plan. This is part of our healthcare benefits. We've done this annually.
Make a motion that we accept the certificate of resolution 2024 as submitted by the treasurer.
And again,
for the Section 125 premium only plan, year ending December 31st, 2024.
And again, I'm not trying to mix semantics. I just want to make sure we get it accurate. So we're accepting versus approving the resolution. No, I'm not trying to split hairs.
Explain that to me, because I'm not, you know, what's the...
Well, to accept something like we accept reports, you know, into the record, those kind of things. If we're approving something, that's an action that we're taking. Even, and, it, you know, to accept something is an action. But when I've got to put, you know, my signature on something going forward, I want the court's approval to be able to action that.
All right. Let me rephrase that then. I move that we approve this certificate of resolution for Coryell County, Section 125, Premium Only Plan, plan year ending December 31st, 2024, as submitted by the treasurer.
Thank you, sir. We've got a motion to approve and a second from Commissioner Basham. Any further discussion on item number 13? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 14, consider adoption agreement for Section 135 premium only plan. Again, this is part of our health care benefits as identified in the adoption agreement that was sent out to you.
Since I had good practice at it, I move that we approve the adoption agreement 2024 for Coryell County Section 125 premium only plan as submitted by the treasurer.
We have a motion to approve from Commissioner Weddle, a second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item number 14? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 15 is pay bills. We've had bills presented in the amount of...
There was a correction. I have to the officer's office real quick.
There's my sheet.
There was a reduction of $250 for one of the attorneys that works with CPS. Yeah, CPS. And the new total is $772,531.31. It was just a billing error.
Make a motion to pay bills.
Second.
All right, so it's a motion to approve pay the bills in the amount of $772,531.31. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. That's from Commissioner Matthews, and Commissioner Taylor had the second. Any further discussion on item number 15? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Reports, Commissioner Matthews.
Well, whether you like them or not, I'm seeing prayers out to the Carter family. Former president's in bad shape. His wife of 77 years has passed. A very sad situation. Also seeing prayers out to the officer working off duty security and
just the new shot
twice. Stomach and chest, but his surgeries are going good. Youth fair's coming up. I hope everybody had, that's in January. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving, and I think that's it.
Very good. Commissioner Webb?
I don't have anything to report today, Judge.
It's very good. Commissioner Matthew?
Oh, it's like rain. I hope everybody had a
Do the Thanksgiving. It's good to see everybody this morning.
Good. Well, I'm going to call it sick giving. Everybody came back off Thanksgiving sick.
Don't mind myself in policing.
Yeah.
Ain't too much.
Yeah.
Mr. Taylor?
That's all I have.
Okay. All right.
You ate too much?
Yep.
Okay.
3 or 4 days to get over it.
That I did miss one item on the agenda that I planned on putting on here. So I just want to remind the court that on our next agenda, we will be looking at moving that second meeting in December to, and I forget the date off the top of my head, but I believe it's the 28th.
Yeah.
Is what we had discussed. So we will take action to do that. And I echo the sentiments of, you know, this is cold and flu season. I won't comment on what your beliefs are as far as vaccinations, but it is cold and flu season. So I encourage everybody to stay as healthy as they possibly can as we have more holidays upcoming. I want to thank Commissioner Basham. For those of you that have been out and about in the evenings, the courthouse lights are on from about 6 p.m. I believe until midnight to celebrate our holiday season. They went through a lot of work to replace a lot of light bulbs, and so I appreciate those endeavors. And other than that, don't have anything else. We do have a closed meeting executive session scheduled. Pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.072, the Commissioner's Court will conduct a closed meeting to conduct deliberations regarding the purchase, exchange, lease, or value of real property. And number 19, pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.087, the Commissioner's Court will conduct a closed meeting to conduct deliberations regarding economic development negotiations. We will not discuss item number 20, therefore coming out of the closed meeting. We will not consider item number 21 on the agenda. There are no actions there to be taken, but we do have an action following item number 22, which is to consider actions necessary to initiate the sale of county-owned property. So with that, we will reconvene in the front conference room at 9:45. We are in recess. Okay, I've got 11:01. We'll reconvene in open session at this time. No action to be taken under item number 21. Item number 22 on the agenda is to consider actions necessary to initiate the sale of county-owned property.
Make a motion we table that to the next meeting on the 12th.
Exit. We've got a motion to table until December 12th from Commissioner Taylor, a second from Commissioner Matthews. Any further discussion on item number 22? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. That concludes the business of the court today. We stand adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen.